Matt Johnson back with more halftime programming as the Yellow Jackets taking on Bethel on their final non-conference tune-up before the conference season begins this weekend. And now joined by senior defender Kaylee Johnson. And Kaylee, thanks for joining me for the halftime interview. This is a pretty straightforward little conversation here, just finding out how you feel about how things are going. And I guess my first question for you is, how do you feel like this is going? I mean, now you're 4 years in. You've had multiple coaches now, you know, second or third year, I guess, now with Allison. But just give us a sense on how you feel like the team is gelling so far this year in 2019.
I think the team is doing really great. We definitely connect a lot off the field, which is awesome. We have really good chemistry. Bringing it all onto the field, we're still figuring some things out, but conference play hasn't started yet, so this is the time to do it and work on it, and I'm really excited to see how we grow as our team.
Interesting, too, that you guys have had kind of a goofy schedule this year. Two games have been postponed already. You made up one of them already against River Falls, but it's been kind of a strange year in the sense that you guys have had some things that have been rescheduled and kind of shuffled around a little bit. How do you feel like that has affected the team here so far this year?
It definitely has been a struggle in some parts, you know, hard games back to back. And I think it's good for us, though. I think though it's complicated and difficult, it pushes us to better ourselves. And in the end, I think it's honestly going to benefit us once real season starts.
You guys are in the middle, of course, of the non-conference schedule. She, Coach DeGroat, scheduled ambitiously yet again. I mean, you're seeing a really good team today in Bethel. In fact, you've seen now three really good teams in 4 days, which is a pretty much a meat grinder of a schedule. But, you know, one of the things that I got a chance to talk with her a little bit about is even though this is a young team, it seems like, you know, the culture of the program is in a really good place right now. How do you feel about the culture of the team? Because it does seem like, even though the team is young, it seems like you guys are kind of all in on this thing and have pretty good chemistry.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct with the chemistry. We all just click really well. We love each other, and it is definitely a family for sure, which makes everything that much better. You know, you love the girls off the field. You love them on the field, which makes it so much easier to play with them. And, yeah, the culture, it's great. It's awesome. I love it, and I'm excited.
Heading into the conference season, do you have any specific goals for the team? I mean, obviously you guys had a great run last year, especially at the end of the year. But is there any, like, specific goals that you as a team have, especially you being in your senior year, that you've kind of, like, put together as a group and decide that you really want to go for this certain thing as a group?
Our goals mainly focus around playing, you know, playing for each other, playing our best, giving our all. Of course, we'd like to be successful like last year, always want to win and everything, but we definitely want to make sure we keep our good culture and, you know, we do our best and we have fun with it and, you know, make it the best we can, even if, you know, we don't get the results we want sometimes, as long as we can look back and say, hey, like, we did our best, we did all we could, that's what really matters.
And now, of course, we've talked a little bit about conference season. One more warm-up game. You've got to Bethel here today. It's a team that's undefeated. They're good. They're in the top 10 of the region. What do you know about the Royals? I mean, I know that they're a very good program, but other than that, do you know anything else about them?
Not really. But that doesn't really affect, I guess, how we're going in. I think sometimes it's okay not to know much about your opponent because then you get to go in with kind of just a blank slate and then just put it all out there.
All right, Kaylee, well, thanks for your time and good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
That was outside defender Kaylee Johnson. I'll be right back with more of the halftime programming right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Women's Soccer on 91.3 FM, KWS Superior.